Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and from Italy, we have Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Nutritional.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now the disciples had forgotten to bring any bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And Jesus cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." They said to one another, "It is because we have no bread." And becoming aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you have ears and fail to hear? And do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?" And they said to him, 7. Then he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Do you ever find yourself wondering why on earth Jesus chose such dim-witted people as his first disciples? This is not the only occasion when he found himself having to beat their heads against the wall almost because they were just being plain thick-headed. You may have noticed I actually read one more verse than there is in the Gospel passage in the Missal, right at the beginning, because it makes the whole thing clearer. One loaf would not last long, and the disciples were feeling a bit guilty, or maybe just embarrassed that they hadn't brought more food. And Jesus pours out a long series of questions, 9 in all, many of them, well, rhetorical questions. He doesn't really expect them to give him information in reply. He says, "Don't you see? Don't you hear? Don't you remember?" Well, questions, as anybody who's ever done any teaching knows, are extremely useful to prod a student's memory. As I said, Jesus doesn't want information from the disciples. What he's doing is inviting them to reflect on their own experience. And at the same time, he's reminding us, because sometimes we're every bit as dim-witted as these men, he's reminding us that the bread he gives us in the Eucharist, the bread that's transformed into his own body, that bread is always plentiful, and that bread can feed far more than 4,000 or 5,000 people, so long as there are gatherings around the Eucharistic table. Unless our hearts are hardened, unless we fail to use our eyes and ears, unless we forget what our faith is all about, we can understand what bread in the Gospel is. It's not just something to eat. It's not just nutrition. And of course, we've got our own miracle of the multiplication of the loaves in the Dominican Order, the miracle at San Sisto, which is in the image that you can see above the title here, when the friars told Dominic, "We don't have enough food." And Dominic said, "Don't worry." And two angels turned up with big bags of bread. The image that you can see today is in memory of Blessed John of Fiesole, whom we usually call Fra Angelico, because he is the artist who painted that image as part of the predella of the Coronation of the Virgin. You could say that we are fed by this picture too, by the marvelous bread of all great art, not just visual art, verbal art, musical art. Sometimes it seems today that we're living in a world where triviality has swamped the arts. But it doesn't matter in a way, because we can still sit in front of a great painting and be fed by its beauty. And this goes for all the arts. If we stop for a minute, if we absorb them, we're nourished by them, we're enriched. Maybe we need that sort of help to understand, because we're not that much brighter than the disciples, but we've got eyes and ears and memories, and we can recognize that Jesus still feeds us in so many different ways.